Do you entertain thoughts about being unworthy before the Heavenly Father on a daily basis? Do you entertain thoughts of being unworthy before God, of shame, of guilt? Do you entertain thoughts of lust, thoughts of destruction? What are you entertaining in your mind? I want you to remember in the Garden of Eden, because just like in the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve were tempted, they entertained thoughts from the devil. And the devil is always going to make his thoughts that he's going to implant in your thought process seem good for food. They're going to seem pleasant to the eyes. They're going to seem like they're the best thing since sliced bread, and he's going to be able to give you these thoughts, and all of a sudden you're going to start entertaining them, and little by little you're going to start rationalizing that sin and that lifestyle that God does not want you to live.
Every night, 14-and-a-half-year-old Hannah Norris calls her mom, Lisa, at their home in Hillard, Ohio.
Did you eat today?
I ate a little bit, yeah. We had spaghetti meatballs for lunch.
That's a good lunch.
Hannah has been a patient at a residential psychiatric hospital in central Oklahoma since January.
When did you start to notice that she may have had some struggles with her mental health?
Almost immediately.
After Lisa adopted Hannah out of the foster care system as a toddler, Hannah was diagnosed with PTSD, anxiety, depression, and ADHD.
What do we entertain? What does that word entertain even mean? It means to provide amusement or enjoyment to a thought, right? To provide even a little bit of a footstool so that it can sit down and you entertain that thought. But why would we do that? Yet I'm number one, I'm guilty number one of doing it. Because in this walk, we have moments where, as much as we want to continue to strive forward, we go through difficult moments. But all I am saying is, today, will you consider with me taking these thoughts captive? Doing an inventory of what we are thinking of. Doing an inventory of the thoughts that are keeping us distracted at night. Some people can't even sleep at night. Some people can't even rest at night thinking about the what ifs. Thinking about the shame, the guilt, and I understand how you feel when you fall short. I love the fact that you're feeling convicted. That's a beautiful thing, and repentance is a beautiful thing. But the devil does not want you to repent. He wants to drive you away further and further from God. So what he does is just like with Adam and Eve, with shame, with guilt, with thoughts of destruction, he starts putting thoughts in your mind such as, how can I pray to God now after I've done that? How can I seek him now after I've done this? But Tyler, you don't understand. How can I pray to a God after I haven't gone to a church in about a month? And then slowly but surely, 1 month becomes 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, and you're not the same person who you were when you first found Jesus Christ. And that's the objective of the devil in your thought process. To wear down the saints, because he is a slanderer. So be careful what you entertain, unplug from the system, and be free in Jesus Christ, casting down imaginations to the Word of God. If you're feeling convicted today, and you feel like you need prayer today, I'm going to put a couple of email addresses on the screen. We have a men's group, we have a women's group, so that you can be able to obtain some weekly help if you need any as well. And if you need prayers, tftministries.com, we're there for you as well. Just know that you're not alone. These weekly series are aimed to be short, to the point, but at the same time, edifying. So hopefully this video edifies you. We're a non-monetized channel, so your support goes a very long way. You taking the time to actually share this video and like this video goes a very long way, because as a non-monetized channel, with the algorithm, you know how that could be. Also, thank you for considering supporting this ministry. That goes a very, very long way. God bless you. Thank you for tuning into episode 3, and hopefully you continue on to episode 4. God bless you, your family, all of you, and thank you once again for tuning in. God bless you.